It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony brought to you each week by the fine folks at Fox Across America, where we basically go through the week in review. You know, you do 5 of these episodes. They're 3 hours a day. You have about 2 guests a day. You're talking about 10 guests for the week. And there's usually one of them I want to highlight because I either had a really, really good time talking to them, or maybe they just kind of gave me some sort of perspective I didn't have prior to the interview. This week's cast did not do that. They underachieved. They were a huge disappointment. I kid, I loved all of them. But Wesley Hunt, a representative from the great state of Texas, the 38th Congressional District of Texas, a black man that has put on the uniform and served this country, also attended West Point. He talked about the state of America in this day and age, where race is constantly weaponized by the left, but results are constantly prioritized by the right. He specifically spoke to the fact that there's a group of young black congressmen that are really changing the political climate in Washington by forcing a substantive conversation around race, as opposed to all the, you know, race baiting that you'd get out of a traditional left-wing pundit class. It was fascinating stuff, but most importantly, it was Wesley Hunt, which is always fun and funny, and there's shots at each other and everything in between. So I am proud to consider this our game ball presentation to you. Take the ball and have a great weekend. Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts, might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
Jimmy, how are you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm a little bit of a mess right now.
That sounds like it.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is, Hunt? I'm also like peaking in life. So there's a part of me that's enjoying it, but there's also this other part that realizes we're about to hit the behind the music phase.
Imagine hitting the behind the music phase at 26 years old. I peaked out when I was an Apache pilot flying in Baghdad, and it's just been downhill ever since. So
now,
I understand this.
I mean, now
it happened to me like 15 years ago.
I know. You used to be somebody. Now you're in frickin' Congress. I mean,
boom. My point exactly. Well, I mean, what a precipitous decline, right?
Oh, man. Should have stayed in Baghdad. My goodness, I kid. Well, it's good to hear you on the phone. And you talk about your service. Can you give me a word on what they're doing at West Point by changing around? I guess they said the mission statement's the same, but the slogan's different. What is that?
Other way around. Mm-hmm. And look, so, you know, I told you about my family. West Point is near and dear to my heart. My brother, sister, and I are all 3 graduates of West Point. We were there before it was going kind of woke, though, to be honest with you. So when I see issues like this, my question is why are we doing it now? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, for the last 100 years, the mission statement has actually changed 9 times. It's not the idea of you changing the mission statement. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of changing it now in the midst of us having huge issues with our military recruitment, huge issues with us focusing on the wrong thing, like D&I, instead of focusing on war fighting. And then now you take the three most important words in the history of West Point, spoken by Dwight D. Eisenhower, duty, honor, country. You take that away from a mission statement at a time where I think we need it the most. We have to double down on those values, not take them away to placate the woke mafia.
Could you imagine? We're talking to Texas Representative Wesley Hunt from the 38th Congressional District of Texas. It's like, you know, the phrase, they're fighting the wrong battles. They're actually fighting the wrong battles, because the people who enlist in the military, as you said, actually do gravitate towards that phrase, because that's the whole point of serving something bigger than yourself, right?
You are correct. And it talks about American exceptionalism, what it means for American excellence. And right now, the left is trying to make us look like the worst country in the entire world, when really it's the exact opposite of that. And if you're going to recruit young men and women that want to go serve their country and take an oath to potentially die for their country, those are the true patriots.
Yeah.
That was me. I don't want to enter an army that's focused more on what your gender is or what your pronouns are. I want to enter an army that wants to kick ass and take names. And I think at some point we're going to see the reversal of this in about 8 months, if I'm being honest with you, because we have got to get back to putting what's most important with our military, and that is our warfighting capability, not changing the names and slogans.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you know, they say, like, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, a lot of people on the left are starting to recognize the need for border security because the problems are spilling into their communities. What you're hoping is we don't course correct in the military because of it would be a necessity to do it, but you just don't want something to provoke the change in sentiment, meaning, you know, they've been derelict in their duty to protect this country. And, it's something that does need to be called out. So we appreciate you doing it. Give me one word on this. We just had Byron Donalds on the show again last week, against our better judgment. I kid.
Oh, B. Diddy.
Yeah, B. Diddy. No, he's great. He's great. But there is a full-blown fashion war going on this show now. Okay. And this is great stuff. So Byron came to my stand-up show down in Florida. We were in Naples. And he brought Erica Donalds. We had a great time. We burnt it down. It was actually very well-behaved. Okay. The story on the air sounds a lot crazier than the story off the air. We took a few selfies and they went home at a reasonable hour. But
You know what I learned?
I'm not kidding. You learn the difference. You learn the difference between hanging out with someone in their district and not in their district. Because you're hanging out in the district. The guy was home by 9 o'clock. If we were a district over, I got a feeling I'd still be out right now.
You would be.
Give the guy credit.
Byron goes hard to paint. You know, he works hard, and that guy plays hard, too. He literally is one of the best congressmen on the Hill. He's outstanding.
As he should. I agree. And the conversation I was having with my listeners about you and BD at the top of the hour is one of the reasons the Democrats are having a hard time holding on to the black vote is we have a lot of young and cool black congressmen, meaning you're cool. Yeah. So you have a credibility within your community that's forcing a substantive conversation about the quality of life in this country. And when you start to hear people like Charles Barkley say that the Democrats are screwing over black voters, like, do you really see a future where a mass exodus is coming, you know, on an electoral standpoint for the Democrats?
Amongst black men, I'm telling you, Jimmy, it is absolutely happening. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it's because of guys like me and Byron. I think Byron and I might be the first black Republicans that actually know who performed Blow the Whistle.
Now, hold on a second, because I want white guy street cred. Is it the Too Short version or the Jay-Z remake? What are we talking about here?
It is the Too Short version. Okay,
right,
there is only one version, sir. We're talking about Daytona Beach. Okay,
I'm aware.
Like that. And I think being able just to relate to everybody in that capacity is kind of the point of what the new Republican Party is going to look like. It's going to look a lot like me and B. Diddy, and we love being the harbingers of the future because we just flat out agree with the values. Mm-hmm. We don't care what you look like. And by the way, Byron and I are congressmen in two white majority districts.
Thank you.
And two districts that President Trump would have won by over 30 points. So what that tells you is this: people care about the values. They want our country back. They want patriots. It's not about race. It is about putting the priorities of this country first. And that's why you're going to see a mass exodus of black men in particular, because they just want a better life for them and their families. And they know the Republican Party offers that better than the Democrat Party.
Does it ever? Because it's so stupid We're talking to Representative Wesley Hunt. It's so stupid to actually try to market to voters based on their race, if only because we all have the same needs. I say this on the radio. Everybody, no matter where you are, black, white, Asian, okay, Latino, it doesn't matter. Everybody wants to get paid. Everybody wants to get laid. That's it at the end of the day. That's it at the end of the day, okay? I don't mean to be so eloquent, okay? But at the end of the day, that's all we're talking about here. So once you start going in all these other directions, like, you're missing the point. And that's why, like, Biden's economic policies are costing him support, is people realize they had more money under Trump. So just calling Republicans racist doesn't pay a bill. And I think that's the liability the Democrats are up against.
And they always want to remind us about the past. Democrats right now, many of them, are living and behaving like it's the 1950s and 60s.
Yep.
But it's not anymore.
Yep.
It's not. We are now living in a meritocracy. Mm-hmm. People like Byron and me are getting elected hands down in Republican-leaning white districts. It's not 1950. And then people are now opening their eyes. The scales are being removed from their eyes, and they're seeing, by God, we've come a really long way. This country is actually amazing. Let's stop living in the past and let's push forward to the future to see the same progress that we have had in the last 50 years.
Imagine that. So listen.
Imagine that, brother.
We're on board. Everybody, that's what people are after. And that's where I think it's going to be a really entertaining summer, because at some point they're going to be calling you a white supremacist. And I'm here for it.
I can't wait. Man, Jimmy, oh my gosh. When that happens, please know there's going to be a nuclear meltdown on my social media page. I cannot wait for this. I literally can't wait, man.
Well, now, hold on. Do you think you're the reason Charles Barkley saw the light? Because speaking of your social media, he initially had said, you know, if I ever see a black man in a MAGA shirt, I'm going to punch him in the face. But within a day, he was saying the Democrats are losing black support. So did you think?
I would like to think maybe Sir Charles could have been assuaged by my very persuasive nature on social media. Maybe, but who knows?
Folks, if you're not following, it's at Wesley Hunt TX for Texas. There's all kinds of chicanery going down. But most importantly, there is an honest conversation. Last thing I'll throw at you. By the way, how is the kid? I meant to ask.
Oh, my gosh. He is doing amazing. He's doing better than you and I combined, brother. I would trade places with that little boy tomorrow.
Isn't it amazing?
He's doing great.
Isn't it amazing
He's
how when you're
great.
Raising a little kid, they go through so many phases, meaning like their vocabulary is a word for like 3 days that they never say again, or their little preferences change so much. That's the part I'm so fascinated by.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they evolve a lot. Like in the beginning, we were trying to sell our kid on eBay. But I'm glad I held on to him. I'm glad. Yeah.
Okay, so there is hope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This kid's going to be great. You just hang in there. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. If you're listening to this on a Saturday, be sure to watch Fox News Saturday night tonight at 10 p.m. on the Fox News channel. If not, it re-airs at 5 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Either way you slice it, you got a chance to see me suck in my gut on TV for an hour. What's more fun than that?
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.